Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Thankful Tuesday. Well, we want to give thanks first and foremost to our God for another day, and it looks like it's going to be a great one. So we are here this morning on All About Entrepreneurs. If it is your first time, we would like to just offer you a very special welcome to the broadcast. I'm sure that over the next several weeks and months as we lead into our campaign Hillside, wow, I can't believe I'm talking about this, and from my own perspective, so I'm very excited about that, to be running for councilwoman for the township of Hillside. So I just couldn't hold that back from letting you know what a journey it is. So I think we're up to day 15 into the campaign. 15 days, right? It sounds like very little, right? Oh, 15 days. Some people campaign 15 months. Well, some have been campaigning all their life. But it's exciting. And that brings me to my topic this morning. So good morning, and again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning broadcast of All About Entrepreneurs. We know that if you are an entrepreneur, you probably get up early. So we have no fear of offering the show at this time. Some entrepreneurs, you might just want that motivation and inspiration before you get going, get your day going, and what have you. Some of you, this is like a second part of your day. You've already been up since 5 a.m., praying and in meditation or working out, exercising, cleaning the house, getting the children ready, getting the family ready for their day. So we know some of you, you've been up for hours already. Some of you are just coming home. Maybe you work a job, a 9-to-5, or you work for someone else. Not 9-to-5, obviously, but maybe you work 5-to-9. Well, anyway, maybe you work 3-to-7. So you're just getting home, and that's great. And before you go to bed, you want to hear something empowering and motivating. So today we want to talk about things that help entrepreneurs. Yesterday I gave out 5 ways that you can profit from your knowledge. So if you missed that show, you want to go back and listen to yesterday's archives. So I'll try to get the titles up hopefully before the month is out. I don't want to promise anything, but if I can get it out there, that would be great. But now I want to talk about social media and why you need it. Well, first and foremost, you need it so that you can keep track with these shows. Hello. A lot of times, the way that I'm contacting people about these shows is through social media. Now, another thing that you need social media for is that it's the wave of the future. and you don't want to be left out. We saw what happened when computers came into our lives, and a lot of people didn't get on board. A lot of people lost their jobs because they weren't computer savvy. We saw what happened when the internet came around. A lot of people didn't want to know how to get on the internet. So now they're left behind. What happens? They ended up having to ask their children to help them. There's nothing wrong with asking for help from your children. But from what I know about children, you don't want to let them know that you're too much, that they're too much smarter than you. It's okay once you get older, because now they're older, they can, you know, they should know some things. But when they're like a little kid, it's not good to let them be the brains in the home, okay? Just not wise. And, you know, the Bible still says raise them up. So I think our society took a turn when we were letting the children raise the parents. And I don't mean senior citizens either. So, you know, you want to be on top of your game, and you want to know what your children are doing and what's available. So that's another reason to stay up on social media. And I'm just coming up with these. I mean, I could think of a gazillion reasons why you should be on, but I'm just coming up with these, okay? So, and you may have other reasons, and put them on my Facebook page. Hashtag, you know, hashtag Coach Galisa, and tell me why, what some other things that you feel are reasons that we should be on. Obviously, it's only 30-minute broadcast. I can't go over every single one, but if you come up with something, please, I'll be glad to. You know, I'd be glad to hear about it. So again, welcome to the show today, all about entrepreneurs, here to help entrepreneurs grow, soar, help entrepreneurs span, build their products, build their brand, sell the products, sell the brand, helping you to build your brand. You know, it's important if you are an entrepreneur. You need a brand, and you need to build it. You need to maintain it. Today, social media is one of the absolute building brand tools that have ever been created. It is truly a brand building tool. People in business today have it made. Trust and believe me, the young people today who start businesses trust that they're going to be much bigger and better than some of the businesses that we started. I mean, just look at Facebook, look at Mark Zuckerberg. He's a prime example. You know, you're going to do very, very well in business these days because of social media. So you're in business, you need to be tapped into every social medium out there. And it's at least the top, definitely need to be on, actively on, the top five, which are, well, they put Twitter first, so I'll start with Twitter. Twitter, though, me personally, I still think Facebook is ahead of Twitter. The only reason they say Twitter, not only reason, but one of the reasons that I keep hearing over and over and over that they say Twitter is first is because the kids are on Twitter. But come on, let's face it. You see what happened to Facebook when the kids were on Facebook. It wasn't as dynamic. It wasn't near as grand as Facebook was when the adults got on it. And I mean business-minded adults and individuals who are entrepreneurs, right? So, okay, so Twitter, they're on there, but what are they doing? Are they maximizing its uses? Are they really tweeting your products and services? Okay, so what are they on there doing? But it's more, it's about a lot of them, so it does appear that, yeah. So we got Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and you can put either, well, Instagram. You got to put, now first of all, you kind of got to go Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, or you could go Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, because YouTube has been around for a while, and it has held its popularity. There are a lot, oh my goodness, a lot of things you see on Facebook and Instagram and all these places, they spun off of YouTube. Those little two-minute videos, right? So then there's YouTube, and then there's, well, you can go definitely got to throw Instagram, and then you can throw LinkedIn. Of course, you got to throw that in because of all the professionals that use LinkedIn. And it has kept up its reputation as being a professional site, even though people can link that. You know, you can link your Facebook page to your LinkedIn page, so everything you post on Facebook is going on to your LinkedIn site, unless you don't connect them together. And so, but it does have a more professional feel to it, and people do post their resumes and other information. Now, I don't know about posting my resume on LinkedIn. It has your address right there. Most people have their address on their resume, so I don't know if I believe in posting my resume. Now, yes, I'll post pieces from my resume, but to post my resume on, I wouldn't do it, but you can do whatever you want. Then there's, okay, so there's LinkedIn, and then you could kind of go over to the next Pinterest. It doesn't have the popularity of Instagram and Facebook and some others, but it's a social media tool. It is somewhat popular, and it is out there. And then you also have, you still have MySpace. Now, I've been on MySpace in the past 6 months, and MySpace has made a lot of changes. Try to make a comeback, and you never know when it will. I mean, all it takes is for Oprah Winfrey to get on television and say she's on MySpace, and she's using it, and she talks to people, and that's how she finds people. Trust and believe, MySpace will be very popular again. So that's usually all it takes sometimes, or Tyler Perry, or T.D. Jakes, or sometimes somebody popular, very popular, well-known, gets on there, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Snoop Dogg, for that matter, and to make these things popular again. So those are like all the major social media, but there's a lot of media, social media out there, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of them. If you don't believe me, just go to Google and type in the word social media and see how many hits you get. So social media, a very, very important tool, not going away, not something you want to sidetrack. Now, here's another important reason why you want to get on there is because here's a number one reason, the number one ultimate reason you as an entrepreneur, and I tell this to my business students, the number one reason you want to be on social media because that's where your customer is. Let's face it, your customers, your clients, your contacts, your people you want to collaborate with and partner with are on social media. Yeah, they're there. So here you are, let's just say, looking for them everywhere else, looking for them in snail mail, looking for them on billboards, looking for them wherever. It is so much easier. You know, billboards cost about $2,500. Okay, a month, I think, something like that. It's very expensive to do a billboard. That's why you don't see much with the big companies doing them. It's very expensive. Well, I checked out the price when this is years ago. I don't know how expensive they are today, but this was when I was working for Marvin Breaker. He was running for mayor, township of Hillside, and he was thinking about doing a billboard. He wanted me to investigate the cost. So that was then. God, they may be more expensive now. But even if they're less expensive, they're not much less because then everybody and their mother would have one. So they're still pretty expensive. Very effective, though. You see all the big airlines, a lot of the big companies will have the hospitals, the colleges, and different things. People that can really afford, have really, really deep pockets will do those billboards. But if you can do one, it's a wonderful way. But, again, expensive. And, again, how many people are going to drive down that street, that road, or what have you, stop at that corner to reach your billboard, ride a bus past that street, or what have you? Well, with the social media, you can reach potentially reach millions and millions and millions of people. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot to it, but guess what? At the level best, at the least, you just get out there. Start using it. And it's easy to use because we have these nice little handheld devices like our cell. Remember the old PDAs? But we have our cell phones, smartphones, iPads, iPhones. So there's ways to, right from your hand, you can be connected to the world from your hand. Remember when we used to sing a song when I was a child? He's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole world. You see, now you almost have the whole world in your hands, and you're not even God. Can you imagine? But yeah, because the internet, the World Wide Web, there's what, how many billions of people in the world? And then look at Facebook, has at least 1 billion people on Facebook now. The last time I checked the stats, which was about 8 months ago, there were 9 million people on Facebook. So I would love to go and see what the current stats for Facebook, Facebook, YouTube, all of those. You know there's millions of people on YouTube. Come on, we see videos. Just go sometimes, just sit and look on YouTube videos and look at the numbers. There are certain videos out there that have attracted, you know, millions and millions. I haven't seen one that had a billion yet, but I've seen. If you find one with a billion, send it to me. But I've seen quite a few that had millions and millions of people had watched that video. That means that not only do you have access to social media, so all those millions of people do, because they all saw you too. So just imagine, you know, your project, product, service, name, Insta thing, whatever you're doing could go what we call viral in the social media world. When something's going viral, that means it's spreading everywhere. It's like a virus. It went viral. It spread it everywhere. It went here, there, touched this person, touched that person. This person saw it. That person liked it. And before you know it, millions of people have watched your one click. Like the woman who said, I ain't got time for that. That went viral. The little girl who said, I don't want a man that doesn't work. That was hilarious to me. She said, I'm not going to marry a man that doesn't have a job. That went super duper viral. And I helped it to go viral because I shared it with a lot of people. Adorable, adorable, adorable clip. So, you know, social media, there are many, many reasons why you need to get involved. I've just laid out a few of them right here on the broadcast. It's a way to contact your customers. It's a way to, and here's another good reason why. Like I said, it's a part of the future. It's here to stay. It'll be here as long as we're here. Companies are using it. Companies are using it to reach their employees, their staff. More and more people are having they're having virtual meetings and conferences. You know, I'm telling you, it's just a really, really good way. Some people are even using it to invite people to events and even weddings, believe it or not. People are sending out e-cards. What else you can do? There's so many reasons why you want to be a part of social media. It's not just a kid's toy. You know, social media is not just a toy. Yes, it's full of games, but it's like an all-in-one kind of package. You got the mail, you got the news, you got your updates with your friends. You can find old family members. You can do your business, work with your customers, meet your customers. There are some customers that I've only met them through social media and did business with them. That's the only way we met. And it was a legitimate business ordeal. Things went down. Monies were exchanged just through social media and sitting from the comfort of my own home. So you need social media. Social media can connect you with family that you haven't seen or heard of in a lifetime. Family members that you may would have not even been able to really find them because you lost contact. If you have an agency of some sort, right? Let's just say you have one of those nonprofit type agencies where you have to kind of track people and follow them and find them. I've worked for many agencies over my career, and that was always one of the hardest things to do. That was always the piece in the application or the report that was lacking, where you somewhat got to fudge some information because it was hard to keep up with people. People would leave your program, they get a number, they change their number. They have an address, they change your address. They don't contact you, so you lost contact. So you couldn't really speak to a lot of times to the success of your program because you don't know where these people are. You don't know if they're still successful. Okay, is it real success just because they stay with you for 6 months or 9 months or 1 year or whatever, your program? What about after they leave the program? So for those agencies, whether you're a rehab or halfway house, when I work with College Bound even, we were constantly asked, where did the students go after they graduated high school? Did they go to college? They went to college. Did they graduate? They graduated college. Did they get a job? If they got the job, did they stay on the job? Was it the right job? Things like that. So it's important for that aspect as well, because in social media, you can easily track and find and keep up with people. So like, say, for instance, if you were at school and you had a graduating class, say Betts Business College, for instance, they could throw in some names, do some searches, maybe hire somebody. Now it's easy because they can just hire somebody. There are people who are experts and skilled social media researchers, okay, and analysts, and they can find just about anybody you want. So you could pay them, and they could probably find all the people and send them a note, send them a little inbox. Hey, I know that you were a student this time, that time. You were a part of this program this time, that time. Just wanted. It's so, so easy to do now. So these are just some of the reasons I can think of. Like I said, you may have your own reasons for why you think social media is good. Please send them to me, inbox me, send them to my page, whatever, however you can get the information to me. I'd be glad to hear from you. So again, welcome to the broadcast today. Today the topic is why you need social media. Why you need social media. And I just made the case for reasons why you need, especially if you are an employee, you need it because you need to be on top of the latest technologies, even if your company doesn't allow you to use it. What if you go to another company sometime in the very, very near future, and that's one of their modes of operation? That's how they work with their employees. You don't want to be left out and left behind. And now you have to play catch up. So get involved now. You don't have to do everything that you see everybody else doing, but at least know the basics. At least have an account. Even if you do something on a very small scale, no one says you have to go in there and lose your life like some of us do. We spend our life now on these social media. But that's because that's the nature of our personalities. Those social medias will handle whatever personality you bring them. You're the very shy person. They got an inbox. You don't have to talk to people in the open. You can chat with them one-on-one. If you're a loud mouth like me, you can just post things, and people have some pages just for you to post. That's why I love Facebook. They got one group that just say, share your events here. This is open to authors. I think I'm going to open a page that's open to all entrepreneurs. Post your businesses on. I'm going to do a page like that where I want people to just post their business. So look out for that. And again, thank you all for calling in this morning. But you need to get on social media. Now, if you do not know anything about social media and you would like for me to go over some of just the basics, you know, because there are a lot of people who do social media training, but if you would like for me to just go over some of the basics, just show you some of the things that I've learned. I've been on social media now I got on social media, probably back in 2003 when I started teaching my business course, my very first business class, and I was sharing with one of my students. I wrote my book in 2004. So, no, I got on social media probably somewhere around there, 2000, yeah, right before my mom passed away. She passed in 2005. So I got involved around that time, but I didn't get big into it until maybe 2005 when one of my students, I told her I had a book, and I was talking about technology in the classroom, and I mentioned MySpace, and she seemed totally shocked. Her eyes literally popped out of her head. And she goes, "You got MySpace?" Because, again, it was the concept, this young, hip, cool, hip-hop generation, not people like you, Professor Williams. So when she found out that I had a page, she went to my page, and she goes, "Oh, I can make your page look great." She said, "Oh, this is just really boring looking. I can really..." And, you know, that was one of the big things with MySpace, was that you designed your own, almost like a graphic artist, right? And I said, girl, you can't do nothing with this. She said, sure I can, professor. I can do this. I can do this, do that. And I said, okay, here. I gave her my code. She went in. And man, oh, man, oh, man, I had one of the, probably the best-looking MySpace pages around. And I used to get so many compliments. So many people were attracted to my page. She was really, really good. She did it up nice. But that's not the case any longer, and that's been a while now, so I don't know what my page looks like. I haven't even been out there in a long time. But that's how I initially got involved with MySpace. And then because of my books, it was a way to promote the books. It was a way to get the word out there about the books and so and about me, the author, and about, you know, what I'm doing and what I've done. So when I start connecting with people, and then there was a one site called Connecting Black, and that's how I met Dr. Hunter. So there's, and then there's a couple of Nings out there. I met Linda Hillman from Evangelist Linda Hillman out in California, and we've networked since that time. And then we met on Facebook, I mean on MySpace. Now we're on Facebook together, me and Pastor Lorraine Watkins. We met on MySpace, and we're still in touch. You would think we know each other from like high school or something, the way we talk on Facebook. So I met some of these people. I never laid physical eyes on them, but it's all good, and it's fun. So definitely, you know, get out there. There are many reasons to get on social media, meet people you never thought you'd ever meet, clients, customers, see family members you never thought you'd see again or hear from again, or be able just to communicate with on a regular basis. Oh, another thing, too, is that you're already paying for cable, so, you know, like sometimes the phone calls are expensive. You can just, you know, text them, or you can send them an inbox on Facebook, or just leave a post on their page and let them post back. It's a great way to share pictures. Remember how hard it was? It was literally impossible. I mean, nobody really did it. There was a time you didn't share a picture. The only time people saw your pictures is when they came to your house and you pulled out that very, very heavy picture album. Okay? Those days are over. Everybody's sharing pictures on, so much so that they came up with the concept Instagram. Just an instant picture. Just pictures and videos. That's it. Not a whole lot of words. Just pictures and videos right now anyway. So, I remember those old albums. But now people just share things right there. Then you got your Google Circles where you can, meetings, local meetings. Like, say you and your girlfriends, you know, are planning some event. You were going, getting to meet up, and it was hard getting there, and somebody had children. Boom. So through social media, you can set up a nice little meeting. You can even look at each other and talk. I mean, remember there was a time when that was just seemed like a Jetson kind of thing, that you would be able to see someone that's in another place as you're talking to them over the phone. Now, that's the most commonest thing to do on the internet and through social media. So, you know, I could go on and on and on as to why social media is so, so important. But because today is Tuesday, remember Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're doing it a little different. I have to kind of jet right out and get to a class, so I'm not able to hold the show longer, and I'm not able to open up the switchboard and kind of take your calls and things like that. So I do appreciate you tuning in, though. Anyway, thank you very much. So tomorrow, we'll be able to do that. So we appreciate you tuning in to the broadcast today. You can go back and listen to the archives for all the reasons why you want to get on social media. Yes, you can go back and listen to the archives. Tell a friend, invite a friend to the broadcast tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So if you go on Facebook, you can follow our show on Facebook. You can find out, I'm posting now, the topics that will be coming up. And you can go there and find out which ones they are. So until then, have a splendid day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.